As you know, Tuesday morning means Tuesday Book Club, where we discuss the written word, find some incredible books for you to be popping on the bedside table, all thanks to only one man, Andrew Popel, who is the master of the written word here at 2SER, the head when it comes to, don't even know where I was going to go with that. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. I was trying to imagine the
where
rest of the
where were we going to go with that? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was on you.
That was on me. Yes, I shouldn't be dragging you into that at all. Of course, Andrew is the captain of Final Draft, 2SER's own book show.
Our bookish people don't encourage sporting metaphors, but I'll take that.
All right, you are the captain. It's fine. Hey, pretty excited about this week.
Yeah, look, so today we're going to talk about the disappearance of Adele Bedieu.
Now, we talked about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
I'm quite excited.
Yeah, this is from Graham McRae Burnett. And the Disappearance of Adele Bedieu, it's his debut novel, and it's received new life. So it was published in 2014, if I've got that right. It's received new life after McRae Burnett was shortlisted for the Booker Prize last year for his Bloody Project. Language warning here. Bloody in the sense of blood, all shall be revealed. Look, I'm halfway through his Bloody Project at the moment. I'm really happy to say that The Disappearance of Adele Bedieu stands up against its more recognised literary sibling. So the story takes place in the provincial French town of Saint Louis. And here, Manfred Bowman observes daily ritual of work as the local bank manager and evenings at the Restaurant de la Cloche. I am so sorry about my French pronunciation, French Sydneysiders. He spends his evenings at the Restaurant de la Cloche almost to the point of mania. Like he does not vary his routine.
Wow.
He goes, he has his four glasses, stands in the same spot every night. He is
a man of routine.
He's a man of routine. He is a curiously claustrophobic character, and apart from his odd psychology, there's little to drive the narrative until the eponymous disappearance of Adele Bedieu. And Adele is the waitress at the Restaurant de la Cloche, and Manfred is one of the last to see her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a quirk of Manfred's paranoid personality sees him lie to the police about seeing Adele before her disappearance and drawing undue attention on himself. And here he's pitted against the detective inspector Georges Gorski, an equally curious personality, and Manfred then must continually outwit his accusers, who don't really exist, because remember, he's paranoid. So if you can imagine, he sees everyone looking at him because he believes that they believe that he's done. He gets to the point where he will not vary his regular Tuesday order because he believes that that will draw so much attention on himself. Everyone will know something's wrong.
Oh.
The psychology is fascinating and so well drawn. And it's a fascinating whodunit. The disappearance of Adele actually becomes obscured as Gorski veers off track in his investigation of Manfred, and an older mystery emerges that casts a nondescript hollow of St. Louis in a really sort of dangerous light. St. Louis itself could be almost romantic, you know, evoking this simpler way of life away from the metropolitan bustle, where people dine in quaint restaurants, sipping wine, except we're constantly reminded of its absolute insignificance, highlighted by the fact that even the war barely touched the town, despite its location in the Rhineland, like right near the border of Germany. So,
wow.
Yeah. And this makes Manfred himself all the more curious as we come to learn of his insular upbringing as a bit of an outcast amongst geographical outcasts, and our internal view of his psychology is this sort of Kafka-esque journey which makes a really strong case against the examined life. Sorry, Socrates. A really interesting conceit behind the disappearance of Adele Bedieu is that the story is purportedly translated from the French, and the French original by Raymond Burnett. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, but I want you to hear Graham McRae, making sure I'm getting the names right. Graham McRae Burnett is the author of this, but Raymond Burnett is...
Brunette.
So yeah, it's purportedly this translation. Brunette is an absurdist author whose character mirrors somewhat our protagonist, Manfred Bowman. McRae Burnett seems to enjoy the idea of a literary charade or some sort of mystery In his Bloody Project, he references James Macpherson's infamous Ossian cycle of epic poems from the 18th century, a really famous literary forgery. So he just seems to really enjoy this idea of the literary fake. In Australia, we've got the Ern Malley affair and Helen Demidenko.
First thing I was thinking of, to be honest.
Exactly. But this was a little lost on me. My edition didn't do much to maintain the conceit, and I think it speaks more to the presumed ignorance, or our presumed ignorance of French culture, that would allow such a popular text to be hidden from our English-speaking or English-reading audience. I thought it was interesting to consider why Burnett has Laertes' text in this way and creating a scribe and identifying him with the main character, because this is invariably the fate of a debut novelist. People latch onto a character and want to see the author in it. But look, ultimately, the disappearance of Adèle Badiou is my favourite kind of mystery. It's light on the gung-ho and full of really strange insights into our internal lives. And look, with the success of His Bloody Project, as I said, I'm reading it at the moment, Graham McRae Burnett is now, he's an author that's now on my must-read list. When he comes out with something, I think I'm definitely going to be picking it up pretty consistently.
I've got to say, I don't think you brought us a more fascinatingly convoluted novel. Mm. I'm really excited for this.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. The Kafka-esque comparison, you really get that sort of claustrophobic sense of being inside the character. And those moments where, if you're perhaps familiar with in a narrative, Nick, where you just go, Just something different. Anything different, it won't go bad.
One of those moments, I love those, where you almost want to put the book down because you can see where it's going, but you can't tear away.
Yeah, or watching the horror movie. Don't walk down the darkened corridor. Clearly, you know, the killer's in the house, except we're inside Manfred Bowman's head. So, yeah.
Amazing
really fantastic
stuff.
Read.
Andrew, an absolutely fascinating novel. Where can people get a little more book stuff from you?
Every Saturday morning. And Graham McRae Burnett is actually coming to Australia in the near future.
Yes.
I am pretty sure we're going to be able to get him on the show and
awesome.
Have a chat so you can find out a little bit more about the disappearance of Adèle Badiou and His Bloody Project. So Saturday mornings, 10 a.m, 2SER.com, at your leisure.
Or, again, this time next Tuesday.
This time next Tuesday.
See you then.